John 8, 21 and 22. Once more, Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, will he kill himself? Is that why he says, where I go, you cannot come? John 8, 21 to 22. Once more, Jesus said to them, he said this before, in chapter 7, 33 to 34. Let me remind you of the words. Addressing the crowd, and it's a mixed crowd, the Pharisees heard the crowd whispering things about Christ. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest Jesus. And then 7:33, Jesus said, I am with you for only a short time, and then I go to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. And as in chapter 8, the Jews react to this. The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live, scattered among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, you will look for me, but you will not find me? And where I am, you cannot come. So, back to chapter 8 and verse 21 and 22, we're having a rerun within a short time of the previous discussion, shall we call it, between the Jews and Christ. Christ says, I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sins. You will not find me. I shall be out of your reach. And that's what he means here. I am going away, and you will look for me. This is not looking in a saving way. This is looking with the underlying emotion of hatred. They wanted to kill him, you remember. Temple guards and such like are coming. They want to arrest him. They want to exterminate him and put a stop to him. But Jesus says, I'm going out of your reach. You won't be able to touch me. You won't be able to find me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. Where I go, you cannot come. Now the Jews responded here. Last time, they responded by saying, will he go to the diaspora? The Jews scattered throughout the Mediterranean to the Greeks and teach there. Is that what he means? He's going to leave Jerusalem. He's going to leave this land here and travel to, say, Rome or Greece or somewhere. Now, will he kill himself? Is that what he means? Is that why he says this? You'll get beyond us, beyond our reach. You'll travel to the diaspora. Now, he'll kill himself. Not at all, says Christ. I am going away. I'm going to the cross. This is what he means. I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried. And then I'm going to rise again and ascend back to my Father. And you will look for me. You will want to put an end to me. You will persecute me. Do you remember what Christ said to Saul of Tarsus? Acts chapter 9. Why do you persecute my people? No, he did not say that. Why do you persecute the believers? No. Why do you persecute me? The Jews hated Christ, and they hated Christ in his disciples. Of course, not all Jews did. Some were converted. But that was the overwhelming reaction here. They wanted him dead. They wanted him silenced. They wanted him finished. And even when they had killed him, they had not silenced him. For in putting him to death on the cross by the hand of the Romans, they gave him his greatest pulpit. Of course, the cross is more than a pulpit. It was a saving of his people. Christ was dying for his people. But it was actually a tremendous pulpit. And still Christ is being preached, even in this feeble discourse now. You will look for me, but you won't find me. Now, Christ doesn't actually say that, you won't find me here. He doesn't say that. He says you will die in your sin. Now that's a solemn thought, my friend. Listen to it. Christ has made these claims to be the light of the world, to be the great authority, the witness, to be the mediator between God and men, between men and God. He's made this triple claim, and of course it's a long series of claims he's making. And he's saying, if you don't know me, if you don't take me and receive me as your light, as your authority, your truth, your mediator, your savior, your redeemer, if you don't know me, then you will die in your sin. The day you eat, the day you sin, said God to Adam, you shall surely die. And he died spiritually that very moment. A man later will die physically. And outside of Christ, all who die will die eternally. Are you listening, friend? If you do not know Christ as your light, as your truth, as your way, as your mediator, your redeemer, your savior, your Lord, if you do not know Christ, you will die in your sin. Not merely sins, but sin. In your Adamic state, in your ruin in Adam, you will die. You are spiritually dead. You will die physically. And you will die then forever. And the horrors of that are beyond description. You will be utterly separated from all that is good, from Christ above all, forever. This is a solemn thought. I'm not giving these discourses just to play a kind of theological chess game, to pass an idle few minutes, to amuse. I'm in deadly, deadly earnest. I am a sinner myself. I was born dead in sins. If I had never been converted, I would have died physically and then died eternally. I shall die physically, but by the grace of God in Christ, all who are in him live forever. This is the most earnest business I could be about, and I plead with you. Come to Christ, receive him as your light, your truth, your way, your savior, your mediator. Unless you trust Christ as your Redeemer and Savior, and know him as your King, your Lord, you will perish. You will die in your sin. I plead with you that it may never happen. You will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Does that mean that sinners who look to Christ will never be saved? No. But it means seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. In the United Kingdom we have a proverb, strike while the iron is hot. If you hear in these words any call to come to Christ, do not dither, do not delay, do not waver. Close in with Christ, receive Christ now, and be everlastingly saved. If you do not receive Christ, I say it once more, in the words of Jesus, you will die in your sin. Oh, let it never happen. May the blood of Christ wash you clean from every sin and stain. And may you live forever. Look to Christ, and you will live forever in everlasting bliss.